You know, my pack, they used to use the intestines of the animal. The pack, they take ground meat, kind of meat you might have fried at breakfast time. Call it country
ham.
Yeah, country ham, or the stuff from the stuff that's ground up.
Tallowing.
Yeah, and the man who cuts meat is at the store.
I reckon we can call him a butcher.
Mm-hmm. And if meat's left out too long, you can't eat it.
That's right.
What do you call that meat? You say the meat is.
Well, it just got old and strong.
Okay. If it got even more than strong, would you ever say spoiled or rancid or?
Yeah.
Which of those words?
Just don't want to say then about how we said it.
If you take the meat from a hog's head, when you butcher the hog, you take the meat from the hog's head and the ears and everything and grind all that up into a preparation.
Well, that's what we call souse meat.
Mm-hmm. How is that made?
Well, I've seen a whole lot of it made. They would just take all that and they would cook it, head and feet, and off of the bones, then run that to a sausage mill that you crank by hand, and then make souse meat.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have anything made, a kind of sausage made with liver?
Oh, yeah.
What was that called?
Well, my mother called it liverwurst.
Okay. And did you ever eat any? It's illegal now, I think, but years ago they used to use the blood.
They used to use the blood. I never eat any of it, but I've known the people older than me would tell about eating it.
Do you know what they called that?
No, I don't know. Blood pudding, I believe.
Yeah, that's what I'm. That's the term. Did you ever eat scrapple or pawn hoss? Pawn hoss, or scrapple?
No, I don't know.
All right. Or anything made with cornmeal and kind of the juice from souse and then fried?
Oh, yeah, I mean, every form of cooking that there is in the way of pawn food is raised on the farm.
Sure. Well, I just wondered, you never use the term scrapple, though. That isn't a word common around here, I guess.
No.
Or how about head cheese?
Well, we never call any meat head cheese.
All right. And if butter's left out too long, and it gets bad, you'd say the butter is
spoiled.
And if milk is allowed to get thick, when milk gets thick, you say the milk is
soured.
Yeah, but if it's and you're going to make a kind of cheese out of this, you know, and you say the milk might go to, you know, when it gets kind of lumpy.
Yeah.
Do you call that something like clabber or lobber?
Yeah. Milk and clabber.
And a kind of cheese that's very much like clabber milk.
Yeah.
If the milk, nowadays they purify the milk by putting it in, they use all kinds of modern equipment. But years ago, to get the impurities out of milk, they just used to maybe pour it through a cloth or something.
Yeah.
Remember that? When you did that, what were you doing to?
Well,